I cannot explain to you guys enough how many times this has happened in so many different sequences, so many different people, so many different times, so many different ages. I cannot explain to you how many times this has happened. I don't know what kind of gift I have, bro. But it's something else. It's a level of self-awareness that I cannot even explain. And I don't understand how most people don't have it. Like, if you look at most people in the world, to see their level of self-awareness and the dumb shit that they do, it just, I don't get it. I don't get how you can be that dumb. Like, I get how mistakes can happen for the first time, etc., etc. You're young. But I don't understand how people can mess up that much. Like, that much. And it comes down to a lack of self-awareness. Most people that are messing up, guys, don't really understand what they're doing. They don't. If they knew the damage it was actually causing, trust and believe, they wouldn't be doing it. These younger, modern day women would not be so invested and involved with this feminism wave if they only knew it's only hurting them, not helping them. There's so many women that enter their 30s and stuff like this, and they're talking on podcasts saying feminism is a complete lie. And just a year ago, I have woken up to this fact. It is a lie. Because it makes you hate men for no reason. When in actuality, 99% of men just want to love, provide, and protect for your ass. But no. Feminism. Just do all these crazy things. Be unlikable as hell. Be rude. That's not going to get you anywhere. It's only going to end up you, in the long haul, being very messed up. Your emotional state is going to be ruined. No one's going to want to take you on. And there is so much proof of this. You know how many times, bro, at even my age, people have crossed the line. People have done certain things. People did not value you the way they should have. All of a sudden, when it's too late, when they are very undeserving of you, they want to make things right. They want to come back. And guess what? You leave them off to the races crying in a pool of their own tears. I can't tell you enough how much this has happened. I can't tell you enough how many friends I had in the past either that I won't even talk to this day. It's just not going to happen. When you go down certain paths in life and you damage yourself, like, it's a lack of self-awareness, bro. It really is. People don't do the things because, yeah, I'm damaging myself and I know what I'm doing, but this is just what I want to do. People don't understand. People don't understand the things they really get themselves into until it's too late. And by that time, it's too late. Too late, too late, too late. All because they did not value you because of their egos. Because the grass is greener on the other side. Syndrome. Stupidity. Not knowing what's going to happen. They thought, yeah, you thought wrong. I've seen it a million times. It's not even to do with feminism. That's just an example because it's a bad one too, isn't it? But with friends, with family, lifelong cousins you used to be like this with, and things happen. And guess what? The reason why it's not fixable is because these types of people are simply not going to fix themselves. They're not going to go through those times to actually get themselves 100% right and back on track because of their egos. They don't want to go to that place. They don't want to self-improve. They don't want to face that kind of adversity. They want things so easily handed to them. I'm going to go out into the world as a woman and make all these mistakes, jump on every cock left, right, and center, about 50 of them, and come back to the guy that is the guy of my dreams and expect him to take me back when my eyes are blacker than a fucking raccoon's eyes, set of eyes. We can see right through those eyes. We can see through your eyes. You are not fit to even come close to me. Don't even come close to me. And yeah, we're being a bit funny right now, but you guys get the point. Like, bro, it's really like that. It's really, you don't deserve this. I've said it before, like, I don't give people what they don't deserve. I will give people what they deserve. Most of the time, more. Because I'm good like that, but guess what? If you don't deserve it and you're that undeserving, you're going to be sorry. Because you undervalued me when you should have valued me. And you messed up. How many people is relating to this video right now? A whole lot. How many people's watching this video that is probably one of these types of people? Probably some. And you probably don't like what you're hearing, but it is the truth. It's all about getting your head out of your own ass, waking up, valuing yourself, so now other people who have value will value you. Because if you don't value yourself, why the hell should I? Why the hell should anybody else? Valueless people won't value you either. They don't care. They don't care about themselves. How can they care about you? They can't. And guess what? When I was younger, I did not understand this stuff to the extent that I do now. It really, genuinely has nothing to do with you. You can get psyched out by anybody, bro. And it sucks at the time, but you live and you learn. And it's an amazing feeling to know the truth. It's an amazing feeling to grow. It's an amazing feeling to not have your head in the clouds, younger, inexperienced, not knowing what's happening, and have all these terrible things happening to you when you don't even know why it's happening. What's amazing is knowing what's happening, bro. These types of people are either super entitled and narcissistic or just damaged completely. And they're just, the way they've been brought up, the way things happened, the way things were, it caused them to be a crazy person doing crazy things. And to get manipulated by a person like that when you think they're completely fine, completely normal, completely cool, it stings, but you learn. And then you grow. And you see what the world is really like. You see how messed up so many people genuinely are and genuinely lack self-awareness. Do not value people who don't value themselves. Because if they don't take themselves seriously, you shouldn't take them seriously. The reason being, and you know what? They can show you through their actions if they value themselves. It's not, yeah, I'm going to change. Those are words. It's like, I love you. It's not always true, is it? That's what I'm saying. Someone would say, hey, what's going on, bro, and all this stuff. It's words. It's words. Doesn't mean we're close like this. It doesn't mean really shit. It could, and it might not, because it's words. You can tell through people's actions, bro, where people's at. And I'm telling you full well right now. do not value people who do not value themselves. That's what it comes down to. They will show you through their actions. If they're worthy, they will prove it. They will show it. It's not even that they're coming up to you, I'm going to prove this and this. You can see how they're living. You can see the things they do. You can conversate with them. You can see where you stand with certain people. You can see where things are at. For me, with the experience, with the knowledge that I have, it's very easy. People are intimidated by it a lot. Good. You know why you are? Because you feel that pressure. You feel the pressure of the realness. Because you're not. You feel that, oh, this is real. Of course it is. I'm not messing around. And I'm not going to let you mess me up and take me into your world. My world. I'm not going to let that happen. Because I do things the right way. You're going to have to as well. On your own individual time. Just like I do. I'm not messing around. I'm not saving some hoe. I ain't letting uncommitted people come into my life and take from me. Because you think it's a good opportunity for yourself now. None of these things is going to happen by me. I'm not going to let that shit happen. You shouldn't either. And for the uncommitted people watching this video, you should probably commit to yourself and get better. Better things will happen. When you do you better, better things happen. When you're entitled as a woman, you don't think you have to change and feminism. Your life is going to be a fiery pit of hell, and you're going to cry in a pool of your own tears for the rest of your life. Sorry, it might sound harsh. It might sound, oh my God. It's the truth. A lot of people can't handle the truth, especially most women. They can't. They can't, bro. If I literally had a female here right now, and she wasn't all, because a female that's well put together could hear everything I'm saying, and she would, it's the truth. She's not going to get all weirded out and, oh my God, like, she's going to be like, it's the truth. And she's going to be cool with it, and it is the truth. Any other female is going to be shook, oh my God, because they know deep down inside it's the truth, and they ain't it. I swear to God. And it's so easy to tell. It's so easy, bro. Knowing these things is gonna make your life. I just ate an egg omelet. Pretty well barfing it up. It's so easy to tell with these people, and it's gonna make your life a whole lot easier. You're not going to have all these problems. You're not going to start to commit and have these friendships and relationships with people who are undeserving. Because they're always out there. There's tons. There's tons of people I could be cool with all day, every day. But it's going to end very bad for me. Very bad. There's tons of girls I could just take on right now. It's going to end very bad. It's not going to go well. I already know that. For a fact. There's not even a question of a debate. I know for a fact. You have to get right. You have to get right. There has to be rules. There's rules to everything. If there was no rules, the whole world would be killing each other. If there was no rules in sports, it wouldn't even be a sport. If there's no rules in relationships, guess what? Guess fucking what? There is no relationship. People's going to be cheating on one another. The guys are going to be going sandblasting these hoes. These girls are going to be going taking cock from every single guy they see. Because they think somehow that's the answer. It's not. It's not the answer. The answer is rules. It's not like it's so strict and you're just living this robotic, strict life with each other. It's not like that, bro. Like, I can have the funnest, most relaxed, most freeing time with people as long as you're trustworthy. It comes down to that. People can't even be trustworthy today, bro. What is going on? It blows my mind. These people are so damaged, so toxic. Like, what are you doing? Do you understand the fun life we could be living right now? Do you understand that? But they have to be so toxic and in their ways, and What the hell is going on? You could be talking to an 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old female. A girl that looks like a great suit for you, and guess what's going to happen? She's either going to reject you, play hard to get, not reply for a day, two, or three. It's going to be cat and mouse, because she thinks that's the answer, because for some reason she thinks it's the right thing to do to gain this power and leverage and control over you. That's the modern woman, bro. That is the modern woman, and feminism has done this. And it's sick. There could be a man that could be right in front of them that could completely and utterly change their life, and they will find a way to fuck that up. And guess what happens after? They're left crying in a pool of their own tears. Because that day comes where, oh my God, they really want you now. All of a sudden. All of a sudden. Out of nowhere, they want you now. And by that time, no. Why? Why would I? Why should I? This is what I'm saying, bro. This is the shit that cannot happen. When people take advantage of you, bro, when people take you for granted, when people really throw you up under the bus like that, because they think they can. It's my world. They don't want to cooperate. It's not even that you're going to gain all this power and leverage over this person. It's about communication. It's about a back and forth communication, bro. People make it so difficult today. People are so unlikable today. It's actually crazy. And they're also messed up. It's not that their life is so good and everything's so good, bro. They are messed up. Every single one of them are messed up. They don't get it. Their self-awareness is very low. They are very messed up people, bro. That's what you're going to come to understand. They act so cool and stuff. They take these pictures, they're partying, they're with their people, bro. They're fucked up people. I was more developed than them at like 16, 17 years old. When I was still partying myself, at least I had self-awareness and knew what I was doing. They're so lost in the sauce, lost in the matrix, lost in what they think the world is and should be and all this stuff and feminism, and they are fucked up, bro. They don't get it. They don't know how to listen. They don't know how to listen. Not just women. Even some of these guys out there, bro, that are young right now, they're fucking terrible. It's terrible. The world, how it's run, social media. All these younger people, bro, have grew up on social media. Guess what I was doing when I was as young as they are right now? And my whole childhood, we were way fitter, way stronger, way tougher, could beat the shit out of these kids at a younger age than they are right now. We were running around, bro, outside in the pouring rain, thunderstorms, we're on the trampoline doing backflips off it, doing front flips off it, soaking it with fucking soap and shit, getting creative, hitting jumps with bikes, going for these long ass bike rides, bro, as a kid. Biking to the shores, swimming right across the channel to another island. Bro, wrestling all the time, boxing matches, helmets and gloves, creating fun times. Not just like this all the time. Trying to be cool, trying to act cool and all this bullshit. That's why they're so fucked up, because they have not lived lives. And everything they see, everything they grew up seeing is what they think it is and how to be and all this shit. Bro, social media is a video game. It can be good, but it's a video game. Don't take it that seriously. It's a fucking video game. It's not that deep. It is what it is. Live your life. But people, bro, they are all kinds of fucked up. They shoot themselves in the foot. They wonder why things are so bad, so awful. It's because of your mindset and you are so awful. It's you. But they never want to take accountability. And this is why I'm saying, do not value people who do not value you. If they can value you, that means they can actually value themselves. And they don't have to be perfect. It can get better. Your friendships can get better. It can grow stronger with trust, with time. Same with your relationships. But there has to be a fundamental there of respect. Because people today is all kinds of fucked up. Do not get sucked into it. Do not go into it. If you reach out to people, you start talking to people, bro, and people's just giving you an attitude for no reason, being dry, cut them the fuck off. And guess what? Make them cry in a pool of their own tears later on, because that's what's going to happen. That is a formula. I can't stress it, the amount of times this has happened with me. They can all go and cry all they want. I'm not fixing your shit. You are going to have to look within, do some self-reflecting, take some accountability. And most of the time, they ain't going to do it. So fuck them.